Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey man, we're back at the ranch inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Carl's on vacay. Points unknown. Carl does not tell his coach where he goes on vacation. He likes to keep it secret. Bo is in. Coach just came in during the commercial break. He goes, what's he doing here?
Well, he's not used to me talking and asking questions. He's used to just me standing over there while Arch talks to Ross.
So as opposed to bad cop, it's good cop, bad cop.
Well, I don't ever really worry about the bad cop thing. You guys just speak your version of the truth. And I just learned so much about you.
While
I was on a commercial break.
Because I'm not wearing a hat today?
I mean, you guys got to see the lettuce on this guy. The haircut is phenomenal.
Thank you.
The beard is trimmed up well. He's going out to dinner tonight.
Right.
And he was also a stand-up comedian, which I had no idea.
Yeah, did that for you.
Believe it or not, I don't listen to this one bit when I'm not on.
Well, I don't blame you.
No, it's not that way. You know, you guys got to talk bad about me.
No,
I just got to get on and be free friends. So, right.
No, but we said this. We were talking about this during the show. We said, you know, we're disappointed this season. But we always have a good civil conversation with Coach Ra and where things are going. And we'll start it off, man. Dive right in. You said it yourself. Special teams were awful, man. How come we can't? Why can't we fix special teams?
You know, it was a challenging day to begin with. We knew that going in. It was the reason we made some decisions to kick the ball in the end zone. When we took the lead there. You know, I made a decision to kick it off to him. So, you know, try to gain some momentum, get him pinned back right there, go out there and get a stop, and you can really put the game away. But that turned to me very quickly with the long kickoff return, and that went all downhill. Now, great job by our defense going out, getting a big-time three and out, you know, giving us the fighting chance to be able to do some really good things there. But, you know, when you put together the bad decision on the punt return, you put together the kickoff return, and some of that stuff, that's just always going to be an awful day. And right. You never really want to ever point the finger at one side of the ball or one phase or one thing. But in this particular game, you just had to be honest. And I felt like it's always the best punt is to be honest with you guys and honest with your fans and everybody that's listening, because you have to be. Like, it's not pointing the fingers, not blaming. It's something that we got to fix, something that I'm a part of, something that we're all a part of. But at the same time, you just got to be honest with everybody that's a part of it.
Well, what does it look like fixing it? Because I know the fans, we hear you talking. It's okay. Well, we're trying. But it feels like a couple of times this guy's getting pinned, right, on the inside, and they're bouncing these kickoff returns outside. What goes into that fixing that? Because it just seems like it's happening over and over again. The Agnew thing is just a mental mistake. We can
sure. We
can knock that up. And the pinion punt at the end of the game is kind of – it's just a miskick. It's nothing you can do about that. But how are you guys actually going about fixing it?
So, you know, when you're talking about the kickoff, you know, you're talking about it's not always the same problem. You know, it is what it is. You can't make the same mistake. You know, and when you're going down and you're covering your lanes, it's usually owning your leverage. And when one guy doesn't own their leverage, as you guys know, you get into a problem. It's like a bad run fit. One guy has a bad run fit, it pops out, and then it depends on how far it can get. And this one got way too far, right? And we had the bad run fit with one guy not doing their job. That's a problem, right? Everybody has to do their job. Like, when you go out there and stop the run, all 11 guys got to do it. It's one big run fit just in a lot of space. And you got to be able to control that space. So when you go out there, you got to stress the importance of maintaining your leverage, being able to shed a block, come off and make the tackle. And then you don't have to do it. You know, like Marquis says it all the time. If one guy makes one mistake, he stresses out everybody else in the coverage, and it makes everybody else expend more energy. And that's exactly what happened on that play.
We talked about it with Arch yesterday on the in the his conversation with us on the air with Duke Sabel. Just some just out of the curiosity, you like getting the ball to start the game just to try to feel get some pressure? Because I know the conventional wisdom says try to flip it and get them. And it doesn't matter because you got the Jets on a three and out in the second half. But just philosophically, you like having the ball?
Pretty excited about getting the ball first. I like going out there, letting them touch it, let them run the football, you know, get Bijan going, get him touches, establish it, and really – the reason we like to do it is also for time possession. You know, there was a time in the league when we were like second in the league in time possession when we were able to control the ball that way. Because if you do come out, I know a lot of people like to play the whole flip game. If you can go score right before half and then get the ball back and score again, you can get the flip game. But what we like to do is go out and get that three and out, that early stop on defense, set the tone, get the ball back like we're able to do a lot of times this year, and then give your offense right back the ball. And it's almost like you got the ball twice to start the half. So, you know, really, it can be kind of an advantage for us that time has worked out in our favor in moments.
Right.
You know, the Bills game, particularly, that we think about. And really, in this game, we let in time possession. And really had no business doing that with some of the things that happened. But that's kind of the theory. And we like to do that when it presents itself. But, you know, like you said, like people like to do the other way and kick off a lot of times. So you get the ball a lot and all those things happen.
Coach Raheem Morris is with us, guys, on Duke Sabel with Bo in today for Carl. The defense, we talked about, unfortunately, the special teams gaffe. They do hold them to a field goal. It just seems like, and this is where we get into, like, can you get four quarters? Because, man, that last drive where Tyrod Taylor looks like Mike Vick.
Yeah, he was.
And it was just, when you look at the film, it was just, was it discipline, or you just give trip your cap to what the Jets were doing?
No, it's one of the things where you have the ability. We've improved our rush so much. And you go out there and you improve your rush, and then there's one moment where one guy, again, can mess up, and he's able to get out and scramble. And he's scrambling in one play, and one made one big play. We have to run him down from safety position, put him in position. And then he made the big play on the scramble, obviously, to score the touchdown that he made. He made a couple people miss in those situations. He got the ability to do that. He's not Mike Vick. Went to the same school, nice comparison, but he certainly has a little bit of ability to make people miss, and a lot of quarterbacks in this league do. And it's kind of become more prevalent in our league, and you got to be able to maintain that and do a better job there.
Look, Mike was asking me earlier on the podcast, he was talking about off the air, about Kirk Cousins and what was the difference in Miami and New Orleans.
Huge.
And the game last week. And I was saying, I think it looks like a confidence thing, but he's doing things that I don't think we saw him do last year. Like the sight adjustment stuff was one thing. The throw to Algier, right, where it looks like Algier dances around the guy coming off the edge, and Kirk, I don't know if it was hot or not. I'm not smart enough to know that kind of stuff. I listened to a guy who's smart enough over there in Arch during the game, but that was a great,
watching,
the audibles
judging.
To the Sills play for the touchdown. Let's talk about where he is now compared to where he was in the Miami game.
Well, the Miami game is a tough situation for anybody. You know, it was kind of the up-in-the-air week. Is Mike playing? Is he not? You're preparing like you're the starter. You get thrown into the role right away, and you got to go. And then you go out there and you play, and you don't play as well as you want to play. That happens to a bunch of them. But the last 2 weeks versus the Saints and obviously the Jets, you go out and he gets all the preparation. He gets all the meeting time. He's able to go up and make all his corrections. He's able to go look at it on tape. He's able to get back out there. He's able to go refine it in the walkthrough. You take the walkthrough. You get all those things done. Whatever you don't like, you can scrap. The things you like, you can emphasize. And you go out there and you do it, and it's just showing up in the game. Just the little things you're talking about, having the comfort and the ability to step under protection and breaks down and step up and dump that ball to Algier. I usually don't get as excited about a lot of plays. I got excited about that one because I knew the details and the intricate movement he had to make to get up there and throw that ball to the right area to get it to Algier, to allow Algier to get a 32-yard gain, which was special. And then we come out, we get a zero pressure down in the red zone. We're able to check to one of our screens. We get the screen off. Boom. Seals make a great catch on an ugly throw. We get the ball in our hands. Seals finds a way to get in the end zone. And, like, that's execution, and that's the thing we got to be able to maintain more. And that's the growth and the development that I'm able to see within the team and within the framework of all of us. And, like, you know, not to mention what we've been able to do in the red zone the last couple of weeks. So it's been outstanding. You know, we get down there, we score. And that's been great.
We talked about it earlier in the show. I thought Kyle Pitts had a pretty good day in the office. I mean, I know as far as maybe in some of the run blocking schemes, if he missed some things, but it seems like he was active. He was running with some purpose. So you like what you got from Pitts this week?
You know, what he gave us was like, you know, it's like kid ourselves. Like he's been, you know, sort of standing in for the acting Drake route, right? So he's been able to go in there and be targeted. I believe it was 7 of 8 of the targets. Wish he'd have got that 8th one. That could have been a big difference in the
contested
game.
Contested ball late.
Contested ball.
Put it there,
you know, we're a little bit late. I still think he can make the catch or potentially a flag. But all those things happen in the game for a reason. But, like, I'm really pleased with where Kyle is and the intent that he's playing with, you know, like in the blocking as well. You know, I don't want to take away and discredit what he's doing in the blocking. I got some real good tape when you show him getting four hands on people. Really doing some violent things for us. It's been good.
The problem is, we said, you know, Sills makes that catch at the end zone, but can't make the catch. And that gets back to that, whatever it is, the four quarters, because I thought Kirk, too, and Bo and I were talking about it earlier, I thought he hit the guys in the hands. I think he, and you don't have your best, as you mentioned, not having
Drake.
We're
not going to make those excuses, Mike. You know, like, we had, like, plays, we had opportunities in that last three plays to make all three of those plays. You know, we talked about Kyle Pitts one, you just mentioned the Seals, but even the last play to Mooney, I mean, that hits him in the hands. And we got to, if one person can make that play, we're down right in position. To figure out 47 seconds left, two timeouts. It's going to be about, you know, who knows, you know, 40, you know, 230, whatever seconds, and you're calling timeout. You're banging it. You need about five more yards to put yourself in position for a long field goal. And then you're making a choice of whether you're getting closer and how you want to do that. Now that puts, you know, obviously Tyler and Bijan back into the game with the run game because you still got a timeout. Your screen game's still alive. You got the whole playbook right in front of you. Don't have to rush out of bounds. And then you can make a decision to, you know, eat the clock up, kick the game, win the field goal, get out of Dodge. That didn't happen. Because we got to make one of those plays, and you got to make that play.
Yeah. You, before, I know you explained a couple weeks ago to Mike and Carl about what week to week means and day to day means. I figured it out with AJ, but also I think I speak a little bit of Coach Rye. You said something in the press conference, if it was accurately quoted, about when it's safe to play Drake, you'll play him. How much of that safe consideration comes in the fact that you're going to play Sunday and then turn around and play Thursday? And that's a tough ask for him. Is that into the consideration of where he might be?
I think for me, it's all about the people. It's about our people and our guys. Like, I got so much care for these guys. I want to make sure they're as healthy as they can be to get out there, and we want to make sure that they are in, not in harm's way by any way. And so we'll always make sure that we always take that into, you know, consideration. I mean, you're talking about playing a game in, you know, short amount of time, two games. So we got to check. We got to make sure. We got to figure it out. And what's that going to look like? And what's it going to look like for Drake, more importantly than anything else? And, like, that's first and foremost got to be about the people. And then after that, it's about how do we do it without it, or how do we do it with them? And I think Drake is he'll communicate at a very high level with our doctors, with our people, to make sure we can figure out what we need to do.
Coach Raheem Morris, guys, with us live on Dukes and Bell inside the Ticketmaster Studios. You brought some people in to work out at wide receiver. See anything you liked?
We bring in people, you know, every Tuesday. And then, like, all of those workouts, you bring those guys in. You always see people you like. You always get people to rotate in and find out what's going on. You know, we bring in wideouts before. We bring in linebackers. We bring in a bunch of people. You know, our guys upstairs consistently trying to turn over the bottom of the roster, mm-hmm. or really see what's going on, what's out there. You know, there's a couple of different leagues that just ended that are, you know, trying out guys and things of that nature, see what's going on. So we're always doing that.
And then Seattle, we know they got a really tough defensive front, yeah, physical. They got some dudes. What do you see on film? What are they doing?
They got a tough everything. You know, like, they're a good football team. And I really like how they've been built. I really like what they've done, you know, starting with their general manager and what they've been able to do. Let's be honest. They're one of the teams that you stole the model from, right? Starts up front with those guys. And when you got Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy, you got Mafe, you got, you know, D. Hall, you go out and get Lawrence and free agency. You got first rounders and second rounders all over the place in that D line. And, you know, that's what we've been doing over the last couple of years, you know, with the Doyle and the Rook this year, with the James and the Jalen, trying to build that thing up so you can build it up into that type of a model. They went out and got Ernest Jones in free agency. We went and got Devine. They went out and drafted the big nickel. We went and got Billy Bowman. We went and got Watt. You know, they had guys like Kobe Bryant. They got guys in that defense, Witherspoon, who's one of the better cornerbacks in the league. We got A.J. Terrell. They built it the right way. They've done a great job. They've been able to rush the pass in known situations. They've been able to stop the run. And they've been able to dictate terms for the most of the year. And, like, they're making winning look easy. You know, right now we're making it hard, and we got to find a way to make it look easy like those guys are.
Well, and they've only given up, I think, like 20 sacks this year or something. They've been pretty good up. 15, actually, I think it is, up front. James Pierce has played with his hair on fire seemingly the last three or four weeks. He had, I think, like 1.5 sacks for forever. Now he's up to 5. What has unlocked him? Because he did a spin move on Mimbu last week that honestly was pretty sick.
Bo, it's crazy. Like, I talk about it with these guys all the time. You don't get a chance to talk. I like you, Bo. I don't get a chance to talk with these guys. I like you way better than these guys.
Well,
I don't get a chance to talk to you much, but, like, I was telling these guys, I'm like, you know, like, I don't just look at the number of sacks, right? I can go back to the Tampa game he affected and just getting, you know, Baker off the spot, mm-hmm. moving him all over the place. And we played pretty good defense other than Baker scrambling around in a couple plays.
Right.
So then we came back the following week versus Minnesota, and James probably fell off 2 sacks that game, you know, where he maybe 3, you know, yeah. where he caused it, fell off of it, was a part of it, whatever. And then I just watched him get better and better every single week. And then, you know, I watch him work on different moves in practice, and he's been working on that spin move probably for about, I say, over the last 5 weeks. the start of practice I've been watching to work on, and then it came to life in a really big moment that could have been a walk-off win for us. And, like, I'm so proud of all those guys and how they've been rushing up front.
What is the difference, though? Because he did have high pressure rates. You're absolutely right. I was keeping up with that. But what's the difference, and how did he figure out how to finish? Because he's getting there, and other guys were getting his sacks, essentially, but now he's finishing.
I think it's the intent. I think it was his intent in the walkthrough. I think it's the understanding of the defense. I think it's the knowing when you can turn it loose and when you can go. You definitely see he's not thinking nearly as much as he was at the beginning of the season. He's not playing nearly as tentative he did. And that's all expected when you're talking about a first-year player out there. And, like, when do you get off the ball? When am I letting it go? When am I ripping it? You know, I think all these things seem, like, really easy to the normal guy. But when you're out there and it's got real intent behind the call and, right, you know, people are counting you to do the right thing, I think that's really important for him to start to get.
Wrapping up with Coach Raheem Morris. And, again, Chris Lindstrom, guys, going to be our player guest later here live from Falcons. Just to wrap it up, you know, we've talked about expectations. I know you meet with Arthur Blank each week. We talk about it. You know, we're honest. We never say anything on the radio. We're not going to say. I said, if I ran this team, I don't think I'm bringing you back, Coach.
Yeah.
So what do you say to the audience and to fans out there like me that have season tickets that say, because I know you just talked about, you got so many young studs on this team, fire breathers. You know, Terry got you at edge rush, and Bowman, and we already talked about Jalen and Pierce. We know that Bijan and when Drake's out there, what you got. I mean, what do you say to fans who say, you know, Coach, I don't know, why should I bring you back next year?
You know, I don't think I can say it to the fans. I think you got to show them, right? So I think it's about building the process, right? So what are we doing? We went out and got a young quarterback. A young quarterback got hurt. We got to bring him back. Can't wait for him to get back. We went out and got a bunch of young studs on defense. They're starting to play better. And you just can't build a thing overnight. And we're building it. And it's a process. And you want to see steady improvement. We had a little bit of a drop off, and now we want to finish this thing the right way and do things the right way and go about our business so we can make sure we can finish it the right way. You never know what's going to happen. But all I know is this, is our job is to win. We're in the business of football, but our job is to win, and we got to go out there and do those things. Like, and right, we can figure it out. Like, you know, like you saying that doesn't hurt my feelings. You know, like, I think we're in the business of
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Entertainment.
We're all penciled in. We got to put up numbers. You got to put up numbers.
That's where it all comes right from. I think you can't duck or you can't hide from that either. So, like, for us, it's like, you know, I hate the guys that get sensitive about that. Like, for me, it's like, hey, man, you got to do your job. And I'm going to do it. I got a lot of belief in myself to do it. I got a lot of belief in this building. I got a lot of belief in the people in around here. And we got to get it done.
All right, man. Well, hey, go get it done against Seattle. We'll be there.
All right, brother.
And we'll talk to you next week. That's Raheem Morris, guys. Again, thanks for the time. Thanks to Bass, again, as always.
And, guys, this is also why I like Bo better than Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.